Host of SiriusXM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence, is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Always strong and steady. So let's talk about that point guard position. What free agent point guards, in your opinion, Mitch? Just fantasize just a bit for all the Knicks fans out there. I mean, who would you like to be able to bring in and to run and quarterback Jeff Hornacek's system?
Can I get Russell Westbrook?
Ooh, I like him.
Yeah, he's not free for a couple of years.
I don't
think he'd want to come to New York. That's the guy we'd all want in New York.
Okay.
You know, there's talk about Mike Conley Jr., although I don't know. You know, I would think the Grizzlies want to resign, and I've heard they want to resign, and they're going to give Mike Conley Jr., you know, they're going to open up the vault for him. So you have that. I've also heard Mike Conley Jr. maybe playing in San Antonio, but he's free. And then you have, you know, there's always talk about Rajon Rondo. Now, I wouldn't touch him if I were the Knicks, but, you know, they're in charge of what they're going to do. So he's a possibility maybe to come in. I always go back to this, Alyssa. Jeff Hornacek had success in Phoenix with guys like Goran Dragic, with an Eric Bledsoe, with players like that. I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks try to make a move for a guy that Jeff Hornacek had in Phoenix. Now, I don't know what they can trade to get a guy like that, but, you know, it's one of those things with familiarity and stuff like that where I think that Jeff Hornacek would probably like to get a guy he's actually coached before to play the point guard position. I just don't know if that's possible at this point.
How big is Carmelo Anthony's endorsement of this hire of Jeff Hornacek?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that Carmelo Anthony didn't want Kurt Rambis. Now, I don't think he had any input with Phil Jackson about Jeff Hornacek, but I think that Carmelo's grumblings about Kurt Rambis, along with overwhelming anti-Rambis sentiment in the locker room and on the outside among the fans, I think he's happy that it's like at least it's not Kurt Rambis. And I think that Carmelo knows basketball. He knew what Hornacek ran out in Phoenix. It was a kind of a, you know, a freewheeling offense. It was an offense where you could shoot threes. It was an offense where you played with a lot more pace than they were playing in the triangle. So I think from that standpoint, Carmelo's probably very happy because it's going to be able to show off his wares a lot more than, you know, playing in this restricted triangle system, which is basically an antiquated deal where you don't get any threes, you shoot medium-range jumpers, and you don't run and you don't try to push the ball. So I'm sure he's very happy not playing the triangle.
So what is the view of Jeff Hornacek and a perception of him across the league? I mean, do you think that he's going to be able to attract some high-profile free agents this summer?
I don't know. I think he had a player-friendly system in his first year out in Phoenix. I think he was undermined by the Phoenix front office when they started to trade off pieces, including Goran Dragic. I think that the players know what was going on out there. I think I've talked to other coaches and GMs and stuff, and people think that Jeff Hornacek basically is a very good offensive mind. He runs a very good system. He knows the game. Here's an interesting thing. He was going to, apparently, before he agreed to New York, he was going to coach, be with Steve Kerr on the bench, replacing Luke Walton as Golden State's number one assistant. Now, Steve Kerr is very close to Phil Jackson, so I'm sure Steve Kerr probably heartily endorsed to Phil Jackson. I'm sure Phil talked to Steve about Jeff Hornacek before he hired him, and I think Steve probably gave him a rave review.
So let me ask you this, Mitch. I mean, what does the future hold for Phil Jackson? What's his longevity in terms of with the Knicks organization?
Well, he's down for three more years in terms of his original five-year deal. But he has an out, and I think the Knicks also have an out after next season. Long-term, not many people expect that Phil's going to be here for 5 years. A lot of people feel like he's probably going to get out after this coming season, but Phil's never really, you know, he said he's in it for the long run, or he's in it to win it, or whatever he said. He's tried to give him the impression that he's in it to stay. But, hey, there's always a chance that he can go back to the Lakers, and wow, Jeannie Buss, you know, she's there.
Connect the dots. Lakers, there you go.
Right, his longtime fiance. So who's to say Phil doesn't try to move into the front office there? He's not going to go back to the bench. We know that. He's no longer going to coach. But I think that, you know, the scenario is out there that Phil maybe one day works for Jeannie with the Lakers.
Hey, Mitch Lawrence with us about another minute right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Always has some great information. I have to ask you this. I've been so curious. Why hasn't Mark Jackson gotten hired yet?
That's another good question. You know, Mark Jackson, you have to remember that when Mark Jackson did a very good job at Golden State, and Steve Kerr credits him for basically establishing the foundation for the Warriors that led to, with Steve Kerr winning the title last year. But Mark Jackson's fired out there, and Mark Jackson, there was a lot of complaints about Mark Jackson from front office people. He had problems with some of his assistants, and so an ownership had some reservations about Mark. Now, I'm sure that he's had to answer a lot of things in the interviews that he's had since then for head coaching positions, and he'll have to answer more of those type of questions as he continues to interview for jobs. We all hope Mark Jackson gets back on the bench somewhere, but he left under such a cloud in Golden State that I think people just have a lot of questions, rightfully so, about what happened out there, can he work with other people, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, my final question for Mitch Lawrence, host of Sirius XM NBA Radio and longtime NBA columnist. Check him out at Forbes.com. Final question for you is, I am a bit surprised at Carmelo Anthony that he has not requested a trade, just with so much uncertainty that's surrounding this organization and this team.
Oh, no. He loves New York. He loves, for Carmelo, it's a lifestyle thing. He doesn't want to give up living in New York. He's the king of New York. The losses kind of roll off his back. He's not wired like Kobe Bryant, where it kills him to lose. So, no. And he loves, his family loves New York, and he loves New York. And don't forget, it was only, 4 or 5 years ago where Carmelo forced his way to come back to New York. So he's not ready to at all waive that no trade. As a matter of fact, I got a feeling that he probably won't. He'll probably play out this contract because he just loves New York too much. And really, when it comes down to it, it's really more of a lifestyle change than a winning, than him requiring them to build a championship team. He's fine where he is, believe me.
We always love when Mitch Lawrence, host of Sirius XM NBA Radio, is with us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Thanks so much, Mitch, and have a wonderful, a very safe weekend, okay?
Hey, same to you. Thanks.
You bet. Stick around. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio.